This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Whoa, that's a headline that grabs you by the throat, doesn't it? Clot shot lobotomy syndrome? Sounds like something out of a sci-fi thriller, huh?
Yeah, it is pretty dramatic. But unfortunately, the article suggests there's some truth behind all the, you know, sensationalism.
So is this just another wild conspiracy theory, or is there some actual science backing this up?
Well, the article points to a Yale University study, which gives it a bit more credibility than your average internet rant, I'd say.
A Yale study? Okay, now I'm intrigued. Let's unpack this. So this Yale study, what did they actually find?
They identified a syndrome they're calling post-vaccination syndrome, or PVS, linked to mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. Symptoms include brain fog, dizziness, tinnitus, the whole shebang.
Sounds rough. And what's causing it, according to the study?
The study found biological changes in patients, including altered immune cells and coronavirus proteins in their blood even years later. They also noted Epstein-Barr virus reactivation.
Epstein-Barr? Isn't that the one that causes mono?
Yeah, it's pretty common. But reactivation can lead to a bunch of nasty symptoms, including neurological issues.
Interesting. The article mentions a link to long COVID. Is that what they found?
The study showed similarities between PVS and long COVID patients, both exhibiting Epstein-Barr reactivation. Suggests a shared underlying mechanism, you know?
So it's not just a coincidence that people are experiencing these similar symptoms after vaccination and after COVID itself?
Exactly. It points to a potential shared pathway, though more research is definitely needed.
The article includes a personal story from a woman named Michelle Utter. What was her experience like?
She described feeling like she was on fire inside after vaccination, losing her athleticism and struggling with everyday tasks. A pretty dramatic account, yeah.
It really brings home the potential severity of these side effects, doesn't it? It's not just a mild headache we're talking about.
Absolutely. These are life-altering symptoms for some people.
How widespread is this PVS, do we know?
That's the million-dollar question. The study is preliminary, and the fragmented U.S. healthcare system makes it hard to track rare side effects. Larger studies are needed, for sure.
So it's hard to say definitively how many people are affected?
Precisely. The article highlights the challenges in separating vaccine-related symptoms from unrelated illnesses.
The article is pretty strong in its criticism of mRNA vaccines. Is that justified based on this study?
The study itself doesn't definitively say the vaccines caused PVS, but it does show a strong correlation and highlights the need for further investigation into long-term effects.
So correlation doesn't equal causation, but it's certainly a red flag.
Exactly. The article raises serious concerns, and the study provides some evidence to support those concerns.
What are the next steps in this research?
The researchers plan to determine the prevalence of PVS and identify those at higher risk. They also hope to develop better diagnostic tools and treatments.
So there's hope for those suffering from these symptoms?
Absolutely. The study is a first step towards understanding and addressing this issue. It offers a glimmer of hope for those affected.
The article ends by emphasizing the need to balance public health benefits with individual patient concerns. A tough balancing act, right?
It's a complex issue. We need to carefully weigh the potential benefits of vaccines against the risk of rare but serious side effects. Open and honest discussion is crucial.
And transparency in research is key to building that trust. The article is from naturalnews.com, a site known for its sometimes controversial stance on vaccines. How should we approach information from such sources?
It's important to be critical of any source, especially those with a known bias. Look for evidence-based claims and cross-reference information with multiple reputable sources. Don't rely on a single source, especially one with a clear agenda.
So, how can listeners approach this information responsibly?
Be critical, question everything, and don't jump to conclusions. Look for peer-reviewed studies and consider the source's potential biases. Don't let sensational headlines cloud your judgment.
This is a developing story. And more research is needed to fully understand the long-term effects of mRNA vaccines.
Absolutely. This discussion should encourage further investigation and open dialogue about the potential risks and benefits of these vaccines.
What's the takeaway for our listeners?
Stay informed, be critical, and advocate for transparency in research and healthcare. Don't be afraid to ask questions and seek multiple perspectives.
This has been a fascinating and slightly unsettling discussion. Thanks for shedding light on this important topic.
My pleasure. It's a conversation that needs to continue.
That was a great discussion.